Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just call to say.
I tell you what, fellas, I'm happy with more people coming to Australia. We got plenty of room. And if you don't like it, all you got to do is just play that crappy segment that you did before to the international people and they won't want to come.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Well, thank you very much, Jason.
Calling up on Trash Talk Back Tuesday and telling us that there was a shit segment.
Well, hopefully there's more shit segments tonight. It's Wacky Wednesday, bros.
Always a weird one, isn't it?
No, it's not weird. It's wacky.
My Wacky Wednesday contribution?
Yeah, is that the hickey on your neck? Because that's weird, mate.
That's
Why
not
have
wacky.
You got a dark purple hickey on your neck?
It's not wacky, it's sexy.
It's not sexy?
No, it isn't. It's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hate it. Sarah did it, obviously, my girlfriend did it, and I hate it.
Old women at Coles just pointing it out.
They
were going, what's the hickey? Yeah, you can see it on our Instagram story, Tom and Ollie.
My contribution to Wacky Wednesday had a sole carrot for dinner. Triple M. Orange.
It's just sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's payday, what, next week? You're in the same boat.
Yeah,
we're both struggling.
Oh,
God.
Helicopter.
Huge show, though, Tom. Getting Lizzie Rose, the psychic, back because we want to get her opinion via tarot cards on how our cryptocurrencies are going.
Yeah, we've got a massive interview party that's riding on a whole bunch of cryptocurrency coins.
Yeah.
So we'll find out whether she thinks that our coins will go up or down so that we can get you there. Also, did politics ruin the party as fun? We'll jump in the pool for deep thought of the week. It's called a pond, so don't say pool.
But Tom, off the bat, speaking of my partner, Sarah, she's under the pump from me. That sounds weird. But what I want to say is that there is a section of society, my girlfriend included, who I've had it up to here with.
Oh.
It's a behavior that I think a lot of girlfriends do.
Oh, here we go.
So girlfriends, watch out.
Oh.
I'm on the warpath. I'm not happy.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Helicopters. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, Morning Glory Oasis. It's a Wacky Wednesday. I hope you're having a good one. It's no hump day here.
No, Tom. Tom, I want to start the show with, it's a pain point for me. It's an anger point. I'm frustrated. I think my girlfriend does this behavior that I'm wondering if it's just her or if it's a girlfriend-wide behavior. I fear it might be. So if you're in this boat, if you are a girlfriend or you have one who does this,
here we go. Heteronormative behavior coming through here on Triple M.
Yeah.
Standard.
Triple M.
Oh, boyfriends and girlfriends. That's the only coupling that can happen.
That's
so heteronormative.
It's the main one. It's the most common.
Don't say main.
It's most, the most highest frequency.
How dare you?
Okay, look. Girlfriends who insist on having a bite. I'll just have a bite, they say.
Is that because you've got a hickey on your neck? Has she been having a bite of your neck? Is that why you're annoyed?
No,
it's very dark and purple and weird.
Yeah, it hurts. She can have my whole neck. I don't care about the neck. What I care about is my food.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sick of going to cafes, restaurants, whatever it is. And this is what will happen. She'll go, oh, you're going to get some chips?
Mm.
I go, yeah, I'll probably get some chips. She goes, yeah, great. You get some chips. I'll have some of yours.
Yeah, that's really annoying. I can see how that would be really annoying.
You're being serious?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it is. Then if it's something like a pizza, oh, you're going to get a pizza? Yeah, I'll get a pizza.
What horrible behavior Sarah is doing.
I won't get a pizza because I'm just going to get something different because I want this lamb ragu, but I'll have a slice of yours. I don't like it.
Nah, 100%.
I do not like it.
Nah, good on you, Sarah.
And what? No.
No, yeah, good.
This is where it once bubbled over so heavily that we didn't speak for 6 hours.
Oh, that's pathetic.
In Bolivia, we were on a bus ride.
You shouldn't be together.
Okay. That is an extreme overreaction.
Well, no, I think you should break up. If you can't agree on food ordering, then how can you agree on anything?
Well, maybe you're right, Tom. But hear this. We were on a bus ride in Bolivia, heading to La Paz. It was like a mountainous bus ride for 6 hours.
Cool.
There was like the bus stopped and from a little kid vendor who had some candy, I bought a chocolate bar and a few lollies. Yeah. I get back on the bus. I eat some lollies. Yeah. I'm going to eat the Snickers bar. It was like a poxy Snickers bar, you know, like a Bolivian version.
No, I don't. I haven't been to Bolivia.
Well, there wasn't a real Snickers.
Sure.
But it was like that.
Okay.
And I'm about to get into it. I'm eating most of it. She goes, can I have a bite?
Yeah. And you go, yes, of course you can. You're the love of my life. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I want to share everything with you.
In context, though, this was like a 3-month trip. And there'd been a lot of stress and tension and a lot of compromising,
and don't
which I hate.
Don't tell me you're petty enough to call her out on it.
No, I just said, you can't have a bite of this chocolate pie.
Oh, come on, mate.
And she said, I really want some. And I refused. I was like, no, I want this chocolate bar. I want something just for myself.
She will be the mother of your child one day. She will rear your children. And you can't give her a bite of a chocolate bar.
In this one occasion, I didn't want to share.
Oh, how
girlfriends
do you?
Don't always need a bite. Anyway, the next 6 hours,
behavior.
Didn't speak. Got to the hostel. They're asking about our details. We didn't speak.
It's ridiculous.
Went to our room, went to bed. Look, I just think there's a time when you want to have your own thing. And if this is your this is you, 133353, are you a girlfriend who simply must have a bite?
Oh, have a bite.
Do you always need a bite? Or are you a boyfriend who's like me and is sick of the girlfriend?
Hey, there's boyfriends who want bites. Don't just say that the girlfriends want bites. There's boyfriends who want bites.
No, it's a girlfriend thing. Oh. It's girls. It's what girls do.
Why are you trying to we're the show that doesn't gender things. Why are you gendering this one?
No, I just think this is like a thing that I think a lot of girlfriends, I think the phones will prove this. I'm 133353. There'll be a lot of girls calling up going, you know what? I love a bite. I'd love to have a bite of that. There won't be any more. Boyfriends won't do it.
Oh, there'll be girlfriends calling up saying, my boyfriend wants bites. I can assure you. 133353.
Well, I won't bite with those guys. I won't take the bite. 133353. Who loves a bite?
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Oh, now we're getting somewhere. Crowded house. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. If politics are in the party, we want to hear from you very soon. We will jump in that pondering pond for deep thought of the week as well.
My microphone's a bit loose. Can we note that down?
Here we go. Wacky Wednesday's happening. Oh. I was using that sound to...
Gonna fall out. What's that? Ooh. Oh.
Nobody can see that.
Oh, they can hear it though.
Sure. It's bad.
Tom, girlfriends who insist on having a bite, I'm sick of it. I'm done with it.
Yeah, and I still think that you're ridiculous in saying that only girlfriends have bites. Boyfriends have bites. But boyfriends want a bite. Boyfriends go, oh, I'll have a bite of that, babe.
Actually, you do that. That's a you thing to do. It's not a boyfriend thing. That's what Tom Bainbridge does.
Man, I just want like two chips. I don't want a whole chips.
You do have girlfriend traits. You have girlfriend-like traits.
Oh, that'd be right.
You need attention, you need compliments, and you need bites.
That's not true, but look at me. Tegan on 133353.
Hello.
What,
Tegan,
are you
a giggling girl who loves a bite, are you, Tegan?
Well, actually, I was having a debate with one of my girlfriends here, and we were saying about how, like, the guys have a bite or something like that, and then we were actually saying, well, it's not the fact that the guys want a bite. We actually offered the bite over to them.
Yes, you do, because so you love to share the food.
Yeah, so we'll be eating a burger, and we'll be like, oh, do you want some?
Yeah, because you want to share in the joy, which that's a lovely trait, Tegan, but us blokes just want to have the meal to ourselves.
No, it's not a gendered thing.
It is.
No, it's
not.
It is
about men and women, Tom.
Oh, God, here we go.
So, Tegan, do you have a partner who, gets annoyed at the bite situation?
Well, I can't actually eat into my partner's food because he eats spicy food, so... Oh. I wouldn't be able to even if I wanted to.
everything eats is spicy.
Yes.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Strange man.
Got questions about that, but we haven't got time to delve into that.
Well, we do have questions. Max, what do you reckon about this? Do the girlfriends always want the bite?
Yes, boys, they do, definitely.
Max, it's an epidemic, isn't it, Max?
It's a Russian roulette. You don't know what you're going to get.
Yep. And you don't want a bite, really. You're not fussed about getting a bite, but you don't want to give a bite.
Not at all. Like, I'm fine. Like, I'm happy ordering my meal, but I sort of want it to myself. But, boys, I'll do you one up even more.
Okay.
The worst thing is when you go to somewhere and your missus can't decide what she wants.
Oh, this is classic.
Shut up.
This is classic.
It happens flat out all the time. Yeah, I have to sometimes message my missus the menu of the place we're going
Shut
to.
Shut up.
No. So she reads the whole thing.
Vintage girlfriend behaviour.
No, this is not a girlfriend-boyfriend thing. This is just purely down to the individual. Stop gendering it.
Some things are gendered, Tom. Oh. And that's the reality you've got to face.
Shut up.
Jess, have you got a... Are you a girlfriend who loves a bite?
I do.
Oh,
and if we go out for Thai or something, quite often I want to order a few things just to try everything on the menu pretty
much.
Yeah,
good. Yeah.
Where he's like, no, I'll just order one thing. And it's really difficult. Like when we go out with friends, it's like everyone wants to order a bit of this, bit of that. But I can see he's sort of like, so tapas is never something that we can go out
No, because he knows what he wants. And just because you've ordered badly, you've got order regret, doesn't mean you should,
I want it all.
You want it all.
Yeah.
And you want it now. Yeah, I hear you, Jess, but that's not how the world works. It's not how ordering works.
I still don't think that we've gotten to the bottom of this. 133353.
Well, it's clear that girls love a bite, and they're insatiable when it comes to having a bite or a slice or a chip. Can I have a chip? No. No, you can't. I said you can't.
It's just a chip.
You cannot.
I still think that there's girls who can get involved in 133353 whose boys love a bite.
You will not hear of it. It is a gendered thing. Boys don't do that.
133353. This is new DMAs now. It's called Do I Need You Now? Triple M new music with Tom and Ollie. It's new music here on Triple M. Hey, let us know what you think of it. It's called Do I Need You Now? DMAs. Just head over to triplem.com.au and become a Triple M club member. It's Tom and Ollie.
Oh, yeah. And what...
I said a lot of Triple M, so I didn't need to say Triple M.
I was waiting for the on Triple M, but yeah, you're right.
I said Triple M like five times.
Speaking of going places, whilst you're going to the Triple M website, head to Facebook, Tom and Ollie, like good old Sam Babington did. Congrats, Sam.
The Babs.
He just liked our page. Yeah, the Babs. Loves to bab on. But whilst you're there, Sam, and if you like the page, you can go and check out the video from last night where Tom cracks the sads because I interrupted him. You started a song again 4 times. That's how annoyed you were. But Tom, right now, girlfriends who insist on having a bite, it's just not on, and it's an epidemic. It's an epidemic, Tom, that needs to be stamped out. The ladies just need to understand that the blokes order a meal. They want the whole thing. They don't want to share it. That's where I stand, and that's where my fellow men, I think, stand.
You sound like an absolute pig, Toby.
Well,
on one
you look
triple...
like one.
So. Oh, thank you very much. Thanks so much. Toby, what do you think about this?
Well, I actually have to now, like, my girlfriend loves taking bites out of my food. So
disgusting.
What I've had to do is whenever I go to McDonald's or somewhere, right, instead of buying a medium meal for myself, I actually buy a large meal because I know she's going to finish a couple of my chips and stuff.
You always upgrade for her, knowing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's love, Toby. Yep. You know what I mean?
Good. Hold on, Toby. All right. Well, Brooke, are you another girlfriend who loves a bite? Because that's what's happening here.
No, if you want that, order it yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Brooke. Okay,
and
I'm
definitely
glad.
Not gender specific at all. It just obviously comes down to the person. I've dated a lot of people that were the guys that would do it, and it would be a date ender for me.
See, told you, Ollie.
No,
it's
not gendered.
Just the chicks.
It is gendered. I think Brooke's an anomaly.
Not at all.
Well, what does Jeff think? 133353. What are your thoughts, Jeff?
How are you going, guys? I'm all for sharing. And it's a beautiful thing when you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
But once you've offered to share your meal or your sandwich or whatever, and the offer's declined, then the offer is off the table.
Oh, okay. So once they've said no, you can have the whole thing.
Yeah, you don't come back to it and say, oh, I'll have that bite, the best bit of the sandwich that you've eaten around to reveal.
Yeah,
but once the offer's off the table, no.
Yeah, it's psychological. You've mentally prepared yourself to eat the meal in a certain way. You don't want to be having your lunch cut. And that's not a metaphor.
Des, I should say, you've got a wife of 20 years.
Yeah, mate,
Is she doing it? Is she wanting the bite?
Still, always happens, still
classic,
happens.
Classic, isn't it, Des? It's classic behavior. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, and I think, I think it was from back in the school days when we were playing football. I'm pretty sure they were pulled aside in class and told, it's okay, you have a little bit every time and it's better for you.
You are a pig, Des. Absolute pig.
I hadn't thought of that, Des, but now you're saying it. You're speaking my language. It sounds intelligent.
And tell all the blokes out there, it doesn't stop. Like 20 years, even for the down to the crust of the toast, she'll make me peanut butter on toast, and the crust has got 2 bites out of it every time.
It's classic. And what you're saying, Des, checks that because Tom didn't play football. He missed that lesson. You're probably getting the bite lesson from the girls inside.
I wasn't getting the bite lesson.
Here's how to get a bite. Take a bit here, take a bit there. Well, that's suddenly a meal.
No.
You've saved $10.
No, I was doing drama like a good boy.
Drama didn't help anyone, Tom. Oh, Alicia, I reckon you've got a good point here. What is it?
Hey guys, so it's not that you guys don't want a bite, it's that you know there's going to be food left on the plate at the end of our meal.
Yeah, you're not wrong, Alicia. You're not wrong. We know that you're not going to finish the meal, whereas you girls have it different, don't you?
Well, that's the way my partner approaches it. And I think it's like Toby before, he plans ahead and gets extra, but he knows there's going to be food left over from me.
And you know you've got to ask for a bite if you want to have a chance of getting in there before it's gone, don't you?
That's exactly right. You've got to be quick. Quick hands, boys. Quick hands.
Yeah. Well, I just think a bit of self-control would be good. If you know, I just think generally girlfriends need to just avoid asking for that bite. Mm. That's my gut feel.
Nina, what do you reckon?
No, totally disagree. My partner picks at my plate without even asking.
Cut her off. Cut her off, Tom. Nah, we're doing it. No, that's fair enough. Look, it's probably not gendered. It's probably individual. But all I'm saying, in my life, in my anecdotal experience, 100% a girlfriend issue.
Well, actually, Lachlan has a solution for you, Ollie. I'm not sure if you're going to like it. Lachlan, what is your solution about the girlfriend having a bite?
Hey, guys. So a little while back, a couple of friends of mine introduced my girlfriend and I. My girlfriend is a serial take-a-bite person. Yeah. Like, I hate it.
Disgraceful.
Right? Yep. So a couple of friends of mine introduced us to the 50-50 rule. We both order what we want, and then we have half each.
Yeah, love it.
What? All the time?
Yeah.
Well, when we're going out and that sort of thing, like at home, no, because we usually cook the
what
same
if your,
stuff.
What if your partner orders a kale salad and it's a piece of shit?
Brilliant.
I don't want that. But, I've got a bit of food envy and I know she's going to order something I want, I'll say, let's do the 50-50 split. That way, I don't miss out on what she's having and she gets a bit of what I'm having.
There you go, Ollie. Nah. Just like...
Not on.
Well, I mean, you'll be taking...
That's out of order. You know, that's out of order.
Well, when you get married, you'll be taking 50% of her money.
That's true.
And she owns way more than you.
And her house. Everything. I'll take it all.
I think you should be giving 50% of your meal.
We want prenup. We want prenup.
Don't do a Kanye reference on Triple M, mate.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's like Parliament Question Time with less name calling.
You have a face like a kicked in biscuit tin, Tom.
Oh. Maybe not. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, you'd think being like a massive radio station that we'd be able to get chairs that don't squeak. Listen to my chair.
It's like the dying cat, isn't it? Tom, it's a wacky Wednesday. Are you sure that's the chair, mate?
It's definitely the chair, buddy.
Well, there was an email going out at work here saying if you have got a chair that... Oh, let me just stop spinning for a second.
Sorry.
If you have got a chair that needs repairing, there's an email going out saying bring your chair over, we'll fix it. Take that chair to get fixed, buddy.
Okay, up
take
next.
It away.
Up next, let's get an update on our cryptocurrency party. That's right, we're having a big party that you're invited to.
Woo!
And it's all on the basis of cryptocurrency. So we'll see if our coins have gone up or down and get a psychic's opinion on what's going to happen. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Cracking tune from the boss, Born to Run, of course. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Deep thought of the week isn't far away as well. We'll jump in that pondering pond. Get those deep thoughts out of your head, guys. If you didn't know, we're rapidly coming towards the end of the year and we're going to have a massive party.
Geez, how fast is this year going?
Is what your annoying mate would say.
So Tom and Ollie are having an end-of-year party.
It'll be December before you know it.
An end-of-year crypto party.
Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au.
Triple M.
That's right, we are having a cryptocurrency-funded party. Now, Tom, we, of course, are watching eagerly to see where the value of our crypto lies. And as it progresses throughout the year, hoping it goes up. That's the plan.
Yeah. Should I log on to our CoinSpot account?
Well, let's just, before we do that, let's just check what it is now, what it was last time we checked.
$2,749 our total was at.
$2,750. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was an increase from the initial price value of $2,500.
Correct.
So that's not bad. But
it's all right.
a wise lady once told me, Tom, if you want to know what's going to happen in the future...
Ask.
Turn to tarot. And so that's why we thought it was only wise when we had Lizzie Rose in. Lizzie Rose, the celebrity psychic.
Mm. The witch in the city herself.
The witch in the city. She was in here last week, was it? Maybe 2 weeks ago now. And we got her to answer for us, using her tarot powers, how our coins were going to go.
Take a listen.
Tom, we actually have a friend who's a psychic. I'd call her a friend, Lizzie Rose. You might have heard her on the show previously. She is many, 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 many talents are in your realm, Lizzie. But future reading cryptocurrencies, is that something you can do?
We should find out.
Okay. Well, yeah. You've got your tarot cards here.
Yeah, we have a whole party based on these cryptocurrencies doing well. We want to have a big end of year party with everyone. And the whole amount of cash is riding on these cryptocurrencies. We have Bitcoin Gold and ADEX. Are these cryptocurrencies going to go well? And will we have a pretty good party?
Okay.
Should we go coin by coin, or can we just throw both together to get a rating? What do you think?
Yeah, let's have a look. Well, I've just read for Bitcoin, gold, and first one yes, second one no.
Okay, so ADX might go all right. Bitcoin, gold, you're saying not too good.
No. Bitcoin was first, I think. Eight of Pentacles, yeah. Okay. Bitcoin. So what do we got there?
Well,
Bitcoin,
better.
Let's have a look again. Let's have a look. Will we be okay? Will we be able to celebrate? Let's see here. Yeah, there's money.
Three
cups of celebration.
There's money.
We're going to be rich, baby. Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Lizzie Rose.
You're welcome. What was the other one? ADEX.
ADEX.
ADEX. ADEX. They've got trouble. There's trouble.
Okay. George. Well, hopefully Bitcoin
George
gold.
Has got something to do with it.
No,
George.
Don't worry about that.
ADEX.
There's a George who works here. We'll just stay clear of George,
George,
I reckon.
Yeah.
There's a lot of names out there that we could attribute to the coin. Let's just keep it general.
Thanks, Lizzie Rose.
It's all good.
You're a legend. Bye.
Wow. That's conclusive. When we had Lizzie on the show, we were definitely deep into this space of really buying into the tarot power.
Yeah.
And I still am.
Same.
That's what I'm saying. I still 100%. Am. And so what she said there was Bitcoin gold going well and ADX not going well.
All right. Well, what I might do now is just log on to our CoinSpot account, coinspot.com.au.
Takes ages.
It does. Yeah. Our internet, CoinSpot's fast.
Got a tech in here.
All right, I've made it.
Is Lizzie correct in saying that Bitcoin gold has gone up and ADX has gone down? Or rather, in more numerical terms, how has our figures gone?
This is great.
At last check, $2,749. Where is it now, Tom? How big's this party going to be? Blow that roof off.
Oh, God. Oh. We now have... $1,871.
Oh, God. You can't play that. Can't play that. We've lost almost $1,000.
Yeah.
Invest it at CoinSpot. CoinSpot is the leading platform to buy your bitcoins.
Yep.
Head over there for the largest crypto.
Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au.
The platform itself is trusted. Yep. You can't trust the coins to go up, though, can you? You just...
In the past 24 hours, ADX has gone down 12%.
Well, that's what Lizzie said. How's Bitcoin gold gone?
Down 8%.
She was right, though, that Bitcoin gold's kind of slightly better.
God. Let's hope these markets turn around. Otherwise, it's definitely going to be some passion pop and goon in the park for an end of year party.
No thanks. Shiraz or nothing for me.
Oh, really?
We'll get one bottle of nice Shiraz, a couple of cups. We'll share it around.
Okay.
Good tasting.
Hey, let's... crack into a double play now. This is Jimmy Barnes.
Oh.
No second prize. And then we've got Semisonic coming up.
Then, Tom, did politics ruin the party? Juicy stuff here. I reckon you want to hang around for this one.
Okay. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Jeez. It's no second prize, Jimmy Barnes. Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
Our Facebook page, Tom and Ollie, is going off tonight, Tom.
Really?
But mostly callbacks to the chat about girlfriends who insist on having a bite.
Oh, what's going on?
And I just want to mention what John said on Facebook.
Yeah.
He said, in Western Victoria, there's a town called Caniva, the local takeaway shop, Caniva Bite, which is classic girlfriend behaviour. Girlfriends would love that story.
Oh, shut up. Just shut up.
Girlfriends would love to have a little nibble at that store.
If politics ruined the party, we want to hear from you up next. This is closing time.
Ruined our party, didn't it?
Oh, big time.
Wait till you hear this story. God.
You Tom and Ollie, Triple M. So lovely. Closing time. Semisonic. Sorry, that was camp. Triple M's Tom and Ollie for your wacky Wednesday. How about that, eh?
Oh, yeah, it's wacky. Deep thought of the week, not far away, which is always fun, isn't it?
Oh, mate,
you love to sit back and say nothing. That should be good. Get to watch you in silence for another half an hour. But Tom, did politics ruin the party? Is our next question.
Yeah, it did on Friday night.
And boy, hasn't it got the power? For some reason, At a party, a dinner party, whatever it is, you know, conversation can flow. But for some reason, politics and things of like deep core value somehow have the power to just divide people and derail the night.
Yeah.
We had a lovely dinner with our dear friend Lawrence Loz, and a bit of a catch up, and it was lovely. Went back to our place, didn't we? To my place, Tom. Well, not our place. Well, that's becoming your place now that your boyfriend's staying there and you keep coming around uninvited.
Don't be rude.
You know the rule, Tom. Don't stay over. Don't hang out.
I've never stayed over.
You stayed over in his room for more than an hour last night.
No, I didn't.
It's not on.
Well, you were playing the show back while you were in bed, which was weird. Like, yeah. you've just done the show.
So I want to see the best bits.
Why aren't you going to listen to them by yourself, not with you in the
just
bed?
Just try and stay on track if you can. I know your brain's like a sieve, and it's like politics doesn't interest you. But on Friday night, it seemed to perk your interest, or tweak your interest, rather, because Trump came up. Of course, your boyfriend is a Trump supporter. Seth, and I was probing Seth with some questions about why he voted for Trump, and he gave out the same droll answers about, well, you know,
be rude.
Hillary can't be trusted either. You know, we don't like Hillary up in Colorado. And
it was that Colorado actually was a big Hillary state.
Oh, was
so
it?
His vote actually didn't
count for shit.
No.
There you go, Seth. What a waste of a vote.
Well, he knows
donkey vote.
No, that's
from a donkey. From a big donkey. No, but I asked him, you know, why did he vote for Trump? And we brought up the somehow the very inflammatory comments about grabbing the...
Bad Trump comments in general.
Well, yeah. I think it's important to mention is the comments that he made off that bus that got recorded about grabbing women and very, very divisive. My girlfriend, Sarah, certainly got up in arms.
Well, it's not divisive. They're just stupid comments that... You know,
yes, that's actually probably quite true. But you know what? We started getting into detail, and I think you were saying that you know, you don't respect people from other countries, and you know,
you were
like with Seth, you don't like Mexicans. Things got ugly.
Shut
I don't know.
Up. It's absolutely
fake news.
It's fake news.
No, that is fake news. It's all fake. But really, once the Trump comments came out, the party died. We were having a great time about 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
By 12:30, it was like within about 10 minutes. Everything died because it went for like 2 hours, this politics chat.
It wasn't fun.
Loz hated it. He went home. Sarah went to bed. She was crying.
Me and Seth went home.
Seth went back to America.
No,
he didn't. He was still my house. He went back to your house that night, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
You took
him away. You pulled him away physically from the verbal stout of the Trump argument.
Well, it was just a non-argument. It was so stupid at that time of night.
It was a very argumentative non-argument, but amazing the way it just killed a party. So 133353, have you been in a similar scenario where politics has killed the party? Like families just getting really intense would be cool to hear about.
Even just like what killed the party is good. Like what killed it?
I can see that you're panicking, backing away now, thinking that no one's going to call for politics, aren't you?
Well, nobody cares about politics.
They do.
No, they don't.
Well, why was everyone arguing about it on Friday night? Because they care. That's the thing with politics. People care a bit more than they think.
No, because everyone was...
What? Angry with boredom? I'm so angry with boredom, I'm going to leave the party.
133353.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
For God's sake, where are the condoms?
1, 2, 3, 4...
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, man, it's Wacky Wednesday, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Tom.
It's so wacky.
Do you want to follow up with something?
No, it's just letting you know it's Wacky Wednesday.
It is Wacky Wednesday, Tom, and God, it's a crazy one. We're talking politics. Did politics ruin the party? Before we get too deep in the pondering pond, let's hear from Gareth. Politics ruined the party, mate.
Yes, it very much did.
What kind of party was it?
Mate, we're at a bar having a few drinks after someone's 30th. It was myself, my girlfriend, and her friends, including the birthday girl, etc.
Right. So a small crew?
It was about 7 or 8 of us at this stage. Decided to broach many different topics of policy, like a current policy, very divisive ones. And it went down a little bit of a rabbit hole. Ended up on the policy of paid parental leave, where I took a little bit more of a stance than other people.
Oh, did you, Gareth? Got your fist in there, and what did you say?
I'm firmly against that. I think it's a silly notion to, I guess, you know, make the government and organisations pay for people to procreate, given the amount of people we have. And surprisingly, that wasn't too well received.
It's because you're a pig. That's why.
I guess it got confused. People thought that, you know, these were gender-based, and I couldn't, like, that had nothing to do with it. I just don't think the parents should be, Oh, goodness me, that sounded like a bit of an echo then, didn't it? Yeah, yeah.
I was hearing my big noises over here.
So I had to bail myself out, and I think people began to feel...
No, good on you, Gareth. Love getting political, and great example there of politics ruining the party.
133353, if you get any more. Love to hear from you. We won't fade you down.
No, that was a once-off.
Definitely. You were Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Give us a call, 133353. It's Ganga Jang with Sounds of Then. If you like music, mate, we've got brand new Panic at the Disco coming up, as well as some Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions, and we love your involvement on our social media. I felt sick when I just said that. Who says social media? I feel like a reporter.
Your mum. Your mum says that.
Yeah. But Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Tom and Ollie. It's Ollie with a Y. Just quickly, you've got a DJ page called DJ Flamingo.
Sure do. Can DJ.
You got no likes on one of the posts, so I just reposted it for you saying, Ollie's DJ post got no likes.
Why would you do that?
The reaction to that, it's got one sad from Amy. So.
Oh, yeah, I shared a song on my page that I think is a cracking rock tune from Angie McMahon. Check her out.
You know what's also sad? When the politics ruined the party, Ollie.
It is sad, Tom. Happened to us on the weekend. Trump got involved and his inflammatory comments about grabbing women somehow hit a note or hit a nerve, rather. And it did create some tension in our party. I mean, no one was advocating for what Trump said, but there was just, you know, this Trump stuff can be so divisive and it really killed the fun.
Hey, Nick.
Yep.
Hey, Nick. Nate, you had a party that was ruined?
Yeah, hey guys. So I'm a mid-20s Greek who has a beard.
Okay, and a mid-20s Greek with a beard. Go on.
Yep. So when I head to a family place for, let's say, Easter, my grandparents have a great habit of calling me a terrorist because I have this beard.
What a shame. I mean, are your grandparents, are they a bit senile, a bit past it, are they, or...?
Yeah, they're the watch your current affairs every night.
Yeah, they're worried about the gangs. The gangs. So
basically, what happens here is they call me a terrorist this time around, and some of my younger cousins, who are a bit more politically correct, how you say, pick up on it and decide to start an argument over it.
Yeah,
an argument that goes for the next hour.
Yeah, and they solve the whole world issue, don't they? In 1 hour.
So I backed out of the room and
it's a rabbit hole to ask about your grandparents' political views because you're never going to be pleased with the results.
See you later. Correct. I'm going to the movies.
Yeah.
I'm going to go have some fun at Time Zone.
What are your thoughts on immigration, Nana? Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. That is offensive now and offensive 20 years ago even.
I think it's time for dessert. We haven't even had entree. Exactly.
Bring it out. Good stuff, Tom. More politics chat or are you done with it?
Run it through the computer. Oh, that's right.
Your brain's peaked. Couldn't handle anymore, could you?
How dare you?
What you'd rather do is get naked, get in a pond and say nothing.
Deep thought of the week.
And that wasn't your Friday night. That was that's deep thought of the week.
133353. If you've got a deep thought, I want to hear from you. Jump on that phone and let it out of that head and relax with me in the pondering pond. Naked, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Green Day with Holiday. Couple of days. Triple M, Tom and Ollie. By the way, we've lost another $20 in our cryptocurrency fund in the past 20 minutes.
Oh, for God's sake, that's $1,000 we're down now.
Yeah, 1855 is our total. Oof, it's not going to be a great party. It's going to be beer.
It'll still be good, but it'll be povo.
You can't say that.
Povo. Pov. Be pov. But, pov. Slang for poverty.
Yeah, yeah.
Deep thought of the week.
Jeez, it feels good.
You've been working hard all week, haven't you, Tom? And this is your chance to relax.
Yeah.
Lol.
Welcome to the Pondering Pond. I'm glad you're here with me.
Have to be.
It's pretty simple. You've got some deep thoughts going through your head, and this is the place where you call 133353. Take all your clothes off. It's not weird. And you jump in the pondering pond. Yeah. I've jumped onto shower thoughts on Reddit this week. I don't usually do this.
Normally your own, are they?
Definitely.
Okay, so this time you're going to steal it. That was a one time only.
Hmm.
Go ahead.
Just finding it. When this user, Alpha Guster. Right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, cheers. He wrote, when the human race is dead and the sun explodes. I mean, it starts dark, and I'm sorry about that. But when the human race is dead, the sun explodes,
two huge assumptions there that I'm not following, but okay.
Your atoms will be thrown out into space and could up being an alien's bum billions of years from now.
No.
Deep thought of the week.
There is so much wrong with that. There's so much that's just like, what? Are you high?
Didn't say that. G'day, Natasha.
Hello, Tom and Ollie. How are you both?
Good, Natasha. It is prerequisite of the pond ring pond that you must be naked.
I shall leave that up to your imagination.
Great. So,
alrighty.
What's your deep thought?
So it is, if necessity is the mother of all invention, then mothers and fathers too create the necessities that end up being the mother of all invention.
That's heavy.
Okay.
And
deep thought of the week.
Can you give it in layman's terms? Can you dumb it down for Tom, obviously, not for
yeah.
me?
So basically necessity is one of those things that anyone creates, but mothers and fathers in this particular reference. And so inventions are what, figures out the necessity.
Yeah. No, that was hurting. That was hurting my brain.
G'day, Shane. Welcome to the Pondering Pond.
Hello.
Shane.
That's me. What happens to flies? Where do flies go? They're rampant in summer. Where are they in winter? Where do they go?
Yeah. That
deep thought of the week.
I hate to reward nafty behaviour and attitudes, but Shane is better than Natasha's.
No.
It is, though, because it's like, I can understand that. Natasha's was too highbrow.
It was good.
But where the hell are the flies?
I had another one, though.
Well, you're working too hard on that brain. I reckon you've got
yeah,
two.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm working too hard for you guys.
By the way, you're naked, yeah, Shane?
Yeah, no.
Shane.
Only your part, Tom Watson.
Shane.
If you want to do a second one, mate, you need to get your clothes off.
Because right? as we say, we're not going to check.
Second one.
We don't check.
Do you get itchy?
Hang on. Do you know whose radio show this is? Shane,
yes,
I'm saying...
Tom and Ollie, I'm sorry.
Mate, I'm sorry.
Just shut up for a second.
We don't check whether you're naked. Okay, so just say
bang.
So just say that you are.
Okay, I am.
Great. And what's your second deep thought?
Do you get itchy while you're asleep?
Yes.
Deep thought of the week.
Jesus. Is it a whirlwind? I get eczema, so I get itchy while I'm asleep.
Oh, gross. 133353, jump on the phone for your deep thought of the week. I want to hear about it. This is brand new Panic at the Disco. It's called High Hopes. New music, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. New music on Triple M, that's Panic at the Disco with their song High Hopes. What do you reckon about it? Head to triplem.com.au and become a Triple M Club member, and you could literally tell us about the music that we play, whatever you think about it. Hey, let's jump in the pondering pond for...
Deep thought of the week.
It is Tom and Ollie. And this part of the week, it's just good to relax.
I've got a deep thought, Tom.
Give it to us.
And it's actually my own. My own thought.
Cool.
Yes, it's true that the early bird gets the worm. Mm-hmm. But the second mouse gets the cheese.
It's not.
What?
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
Deep thought of the week.
But you're like, that's not. Oh.
G'day, Jack.
G'day.
You're naked?
From the waist down, it's a bit chilly outside.
Brilliant. Nice. Welcome to the Pondering Pond. What is your deep thought?
Hang on, so what's on top? Just a t-shirt or a jumper?
Yeah, jumper.
Mm. Yeah, got it now.
It's a good way to do it.
Yes. So you're travelling down the road doing the speed limit, 60 kilometres an hour.
Love it.
And you decide that you're going to go a bit faster just because you're a thrill seeker. So you break the speed limit briefly, maybe for 3 or 4 seconds.
Don't do that.
Illegally, yeah.
Yep, of course. And of course, the cop spots you and you get a fine.
Of course.
Is this a personal story, Jack, or a deep thought?
A deep thought.
Okay.
But you're getting fined for
speeding.
Going over the speed limit.
Yeah.
But it's based on kilometres per hour, but you only did it for a couple of seconds.
Deep thought of the week.
That's a personal story for sure.
Thank
wow.
you. Bye.
Have you used that, Jack, with a cop or?
No, I haven't had a speeding fine for a long time.
Yeah, good man. Good guy.
Because he... That's the best one we've had for like a really long time. Hey, Brendan.
How you going?
Brendan, high hopes here for you, but also a high bar has been set by Jack.
In the Beatles song, where it says, you say goodbye and I say hello.
You say goodbye.
Who leaves first and who gets there first?
Who leaves first and who gets there first?
Well, let's say Paul is saying...
Hang on.
You say goodbye and I say hello.
Well, so Paul's just arrived. He's saying hello. And whoever he's talking to is saying goodbye, aren't they?
But you get there at the same time.
Deep thought of the week.
Very good.
G'day, Rooster.
How are you going, boys?
Someone with a name like Rooster would definitely be naked in the pondering pond.
Only in your eyes, mate.
Cocky Rooster, probably.
What's your deep thought?
If the world is round, why is Queensland up and Melbourne down?
Because...
Well, there's still a north and south.
Yeah.
There's a north and south, but not an up and down.
What would you... Yeah.
Deep thought of the week.
Like, what would you rather have?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, there should be no directions of anywhere. No, everyone should just be confused all the time.
G'day, Adam.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good, Adam. How are you? You're pretty relaxed in the pond?
Yeah, mate, naked as.
For some reason, I feel like, Adam, you're naked a lot.
Yeah, as often as I can.
Oh, little chuckle. What's your deep thought?
Have you ever wondered the reason the dog returns the ball is because he thinks you like throwing it?
Yeah.
Deep thought of the week.
Maybe had it last week, didn't we, that one?
Yeah, it's
still good, though.
I'm doing the rounds. Good on you, Adam.
Nick's been waiting for a while. Nick, are your hands getting a bit, your fingers getting that rubbery, you know, indented look?
Well, a little bit, but it's not just, it's mainly one particular thing in the pondering pond where I'm naked, but let's not go there.
Okay. We won't go there. As at your request, we won't go there. Tell us your deep thought.
I'll see if I can break it with two. The high hopes have been set. But why isn't 11 produced 1-1?
1-1.
When you count it, you don't say 11 for number 1. You say 1, 12, etc., etc.
Deep thought of the week.
Ollie loves English language ones.
English. Nah, but I get the number 1. Because 11, 12 are anomalies. 13, 14, they make sense. 11, 12, what's with that?
Well, 13 doesn't make sense.
It's like 13, 14, 15. 11 and 12 are out of nowhere.
Why?
TW has an element of 2 to it. 11 is just talking out its ass.
Deep thought of the week.
What a shame.
G'day, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Hello.
G'day, how are you?
Good.
You're yelling for being in the pondering pond, Joe.
Yeah, mate, I was thinking, and I have for many years, if a shepherd is someone who herds sheep, what do you call someone who herds cows?
Are you going to say a coward?
Coward. Yeah. Might leave that one there.
Yeah, not good enough, eh?
At least you know it, mate.
Yeah, no worries. Cheers, fellas.
Hey, Joe, all you can do is try, yeah?
Yeah, nah, never, mate.
Deep thought of the week.
I reckon there's still more out there. 133-353. Yeah, come on.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a 5-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a 5-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Love Play-Doh. Just thought I'd throw that in there just to see what happens.
Oh, God, it's a wacky Wednesday indeed.
It's a wacky Wednesday.
Deep thought of the week.
Where's the fun music? Oh.
We just got two more for the pondering pond.
Oh, God, make it stop. Murray, are you naked? Tell us your deep thought.
Oh, mate, I'm naked, driving and oiled up.
Oh, wow. Well, that's impressive. And
all right, leave your number with our producer, but what's your deep thought?
If you set out to fail and you succeed, have you?
What did you say?
If you set out to fail and try and fail and you succeed in doing so, have you succeeded or have you failed?
Deep thought of the week.
I didn't listen for a second time.
It's a paradox, Tom.
Oh, great. I love a paradox.
You could learn from that one, actually.
Really?
Could help you justify some of your behaviour.
Oh.
Jason, how are you?
Never ask how are you on the radio.
Having a good night?
All they're going to do is say, good, thanks, how are you?
Ask how I am.
Great.
No, ask how I am. Rude.
You there?
Cut him off.
Oh, no, wait. We're not coming off. What's your deep thought?
My deep thought of the week is if I'm driving my vehicle at light speed and I turn my lights on, what'll happen?
Well, nothing.
Deep thought of the week.
Speaking of driving, Tom, I got a corker fact for you here.
Okay.
There is one person in the world who doesn't need a driver's license to drive around in a car.
Who's that?
I'm not going to tell you.
When are you going to tell us?
After George Thorogood, Bad to the Bone, Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Oh, I'd do that. He's Bad to the Bone, he's George Thorogood, he's Triple M, he's Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
Wow.
That's what we do.
You just stuck into a radio hole, didn't you? An anchoring hole, as they call it.
Well. It is a wacky Wednesday.
Oh, look at me. I'm flailing around. But what have I found here? A crazy article, Tom.
Yeah.
That is going to blow your mind. Before I said there is one person in the world who can drive around in a car without a driver's license.
Yeah, this is insane.
It is insane.
Why, and not get pulled over, because, I mean, plenty of people can drive without a license.
Yeah, no. She can legally do it, and that might give you a hint as to who it is.
Who is it?
Apparently, she can also travel around without a passport.
What?
I'm talking about the Queen, Tom. And we'll never be royal. Don't play Lord.
I love Lord.
Yeah. Lord's great for Fox FM. Now,
don't say Fox. It's very local.
Whatever. Hit. Queen Elizabeth
Today.
The Second.
Yeah.
Her Majesty can drive as part of a program, right? Apart from having those skills of being able to travel without a passport, drive without a license.
Yeah.
There's a thing that's been unearthed by Vice.com.
Love
it's
Vice.
It's apparently I don't know if it's a well-known thing. I think it's quite unknown. A constituents request program. It's called. It's hard to say that. A constituents request program. Every voter in Australia is eligible to receive certain nationhood materials. And by that,
I love this.
You can get a free flag sent to you.
Yeah.
You can get, that's probably a few other things that aren't that cool. But what is cool is you can also get a portrait of Her Majesty.
No, sorry. I like the recordings of the national anthem that you're allowed to receive.
Who wants that?
Who wants the record? And what would they come on? Like,
USB?
Is it going to be on it? No, surely they're not going
to. We've sent you a Dropbox link.
If they've sent you a USB, that's a great way to get free USBs. But they're definitely not. It'd probably be on a floppy disk. Because it's government and they're old school. Yes.
It's on Blu-ray. But all you got to do, Tom, is email your local MP and you get yourself a portrait of the Queen.
That's
now,
sick.
This Vice guy literally did it. He emailed his local member.
Well, can I give you the name?
He's Hasty, but it's a tool over in Adelaide, I think, or Western Australia.
Can I give you the name of the guy who wrote the Vice article? His name is Nicholas Lord.
Oh, well, doesn't that add a bit of weight to the whole article?
And we tweeted him to get him on the show, but he can't come on.
He's busy.
Yeah.
But he's done it, and he got sent the portrait of Her Majesty. There it is. It comes in a gold frame.
I wonder if he's framed it or if it actually comes in a gold frame. Because if it comes in a gold frame, again, a great way to get frames.
That's so true.
You could literally frame the government to give you frames.
So if you wanted a portrait of the Queen, sure, you can do it. Email your local Member of Parliament.
Love it.
Say, hey, you know, I want my free portrait and I want a flag while I'm at it to celebrate Australia Day.
I'm doing it.
Go Aussie. But I figure who wants that? No one wants a picture of the old, ugly, dusty Queen. I mean, no offence, but...
Whoa!
She can't hear, mate. She hasn't got her hearing aids in. She's old. She's done. She means nothing to most people here, unless you're a royalist or whatever.
Which there's quite a few of.
Well, diddums. What I'm suggesting, Tom, is that... Here's my policy, my constituents rewards program of Tom and Ollie of Triple M. is that the first 10 callers on 133353 will receive, as they are rightfully owed, as a loyal supporter of Triple M, of Tom and Ollie, they'll receive a portrait of the most attractive member of this team.
No, don't.
And I'm, of course,
don't give them portraits
of course,
of me.
Not talking about you, Tom. I'm talking about me, Ollie. Looking for... So call up now, 133353, if you want to receive your original framed, signed portrait of...
Framed?
I forget I said framed, I can't promise a frame. But what I can promise is a sexy, attractive portrait of me. Ollie, hot stuff. And I will sign it. Like I said, first 10 callers. Tom, I'm afraid we haven't got enough budget for you. Oh. But then again, who wants a portrait of your mustache face? No one. No one does. But
here
they want a photo of me.
Yeah.
They want that portrait, as is rightfully owed to them, as part of the Constituents Request Program, 133353. As I said, first 10 callers, get that portrait.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Woo!
It's Breaking the Girl, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Triple M. Tom and Ollie, we have questions. After 9 o'clock, we're going to ask you if you can figure out a couple more uses for the plastic tub that said it had 1,001 uses. Certainly a wacky Wednesday. You can feel it, can't you?
God, isn't it, Tom? Right now, it's an absolute vintage commercial radio giveaway.
Oh, God.
After we just learned that everyone in Australia is entitled to receive a portrait of the Queen. This came from Vice Media, who do some cool reporting.
Yeah, Nicholas Lord, which I like.
Yeah, that's your favourite part of this story, is the journalist's name. It's not that interesting.
Pretty good.
But you can get free portraits of the Queen, free flags. Mm. But you know what? She's not attractive. She's old. She's 80 plus.
Oh my God.
She's, you know.
Don't say that.
She's just dusty. I think she's her time is done.
Oh my God.
What you can get your hands on right now, though, and this is a limited time offer, is a portrait of me, Ollie. Far more attractive. Far more handsome.
Sorry.
And I will sign it. I will sign these. And I've said the first 10 callers get it.
Yeah.
And God, those calls are flooded in.
Hang on, but Ollie, we don't have budget for this. Like, we have no budget whatsoever. Nobody gives us any money.
Yeah.
How are you funding this? Like, how are you sending them out?
Well, I mean, the photos are very cheap. Photos are cheap.
So you're going to pay for it?
I'm going to print it out. Yeah.
You'll pay.
Well, when I said, I'll cover the cost somehow. I'll find a way. When I said free portrait, what I meant was free portrait mode photo on iPhone. That's a good photo. They still take good photos.
Do you want to speak to some people who are getting the portrait?
Who are chuffed, yeah. Michael, congrats. Well done.
Hey, guys.
Congrats and well done.
Thank you,
You must be pretty
pleased. So we're talking a selfie now, are we?
No, it's not a selfie. No, portrait mode is still a high quality photo. It's still a portrait.
Yeah.
For you, Michael, is the frame important? Because that will be the costly part.
Not as much, no. No, just a signature.
What are you going to do with it, Michael? Yeah, what are you going to do with it?
Where will you put it?
I'm thinking the bathroom. I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, mate, Ollie from Triple M, what greater overlord to have in your bathroom looking down upon you with pride and with pleasure. Not looking down upon you in a negative way.
G'day, Grace.
Hey, how are you?
Grace, very regal name, Grace. You must be pretty chuffed
at
the thought of getting such a prestigious gift.
I am. I'm excited.
When you heard that the offer of the Queen was there, were you excited? But then you heard the offer of me, Ollie, and you were even more excited.
I thought I'd get both. Why not?
Yeah.
I can start a collection.
You can. I mean, isn't it pretty wacky and cool that you can email your local Member of Parliament and get a portrait of the Queen?
I don't know who he is, but... I'll get onto it.
You don't know who...
gendered.
My MP is.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
Already thinking it's a man. Jeez, Grace.
Well, probably is, though, by the numbers.
Sorry, but I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Look at the Abbott government, Tom. The Abbott government didn't have any ladies in there. So, Grace, good luck, and stand by for that portrait. You're going to love it. Portrait mode. Photo. Mitch, congrats. You've won yourself a portrait of myself.
It's not win, though, is it?
Boys, I'm disappointed. What happened to the frame?
Is the frame important to you, Mitch?
The value of it on eBay is going to go down.
Yeah, you want it framed, don't you? You know what, Mitch, I'll frame yours.
Done.
You can get it like a 10-pack of frames from the reject shop for like $15.
Can you?
Yeah, for sure.
That's good, Tom. So you're coming in handy.
Shut up.
Any more admin tips, please email them through maybe during
just
a song.
During
a song. Neo, you're the last folk we'll chat to right now, but congrats.
Cheers, fellas. I'd be happy to have one with a frame if I could, just to hang up in my lounge room.
Yeah.
Show all my mates, show it off with
Pride, of course.
Of course. And, I mean, you love Triple M. Do you love Tom and Ollie? You love the show?
Oh, God.
Mate, it's a laugh. It's never a dull moment with you fellas on the radio on the way to work.
Well, thank you, Neo, and congrats for Matrix. It was a great film.
Oh, mate, I never age. I'm a Time Lord secretly.
Good on you, Neo. You deserve it, mate. You deserve that frame, that portrait of frame. Frame portrait, rather. God, good times giving away free portraits. It's everyone's right. As a Triple M fan, a Tom and Ollie fan,
yeah,
that's what you get. Tom, what are you offering our listeners?
The who are you?
That was already in the system.
Yeah, but
you just press play.
No, I press play next. It's different.
Good panelling joke for all the panellists out there listening.
G'day to all the panellists out there. This is the who are you? You're welcome. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Good evening. It's the who are you? Well, we're Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. That's what we do.
Tom's the short one with the mustache. Ollie, taller. I would say more handsome. And that's why I'm getting a portrait made for all of you loyal fans. And if you're wondering who's who, I always say short name, short man. So Tom is a shorter name.
I don't care.
Oh, that was the Prime Minister. Jeez.
Oh, speaking on your behalf.
I went to your house last night, Ollie.
Yeah, you did. And that's not allowed.
No,
that's allowed. The first thing.
Well, you'll always leave your... I won't say that.
Your boyfriend is staying over at my house.
Yeah.
And that is an olive branch. That was a gift I gave to you two.
A gift. He's paying rent.
Yeah, but he needed a place to stay.
Yeah.
Sarah's rule is, and I agree, is you can't come.
Yeah, well,
You can't come over. Stop coming over.
So when am I allowed over?
When I invite you expressly.
What do you mean expressly?
I need to give an explicit invite to you.
Well, I was at your house last night and I was saying goodnight to my boyfriend Seth. I was going to go home. And through the walls, it's quite thin walls between Seth's room and your room, isn't
it? Yes, it certainly is.
Yeah.
I can hear him going at it, hammering away.
Think about the things that he can hear.
Hammering away. Snoring, I'm talking about. Not sex. Snoring and country music. That's all I hear. and strangely chanting, vote Trump, vote Trump. I'm like, mate, you're in Australia. You're in the city.
No fake news.
Stop chanting, vote Trump.
Well, through the walls.
Down with Hillary.
I could hear some very loud talking. I'm like, what is that? That's very loud talking. What's that? And it ended up being a replay of our show from last night. Why the hell were you playing our show to yourself in your room?
There's your answer about the loud talking. It was yourself, mate. Your own loud voice rabbiting on. For once you heard your own voice and you were like, God, that's annoying. What is that? Oh, it's my own radio show.
People pay money for my voice.
Do they?
Yes.
Because they probably regret it afterwards. Like one you did that you showed me.
No, don't you dare.
I saw that and I'd be regretting that voiceover work if I'd paid for that.
They didn't pay for it. That was one where they didn't pay for my voice.
Is that why you went on? But why were you hey, you should head out in New City. Yeah, and you did a silly voice.
I didn't do a silly voice. That's just my voice. And why are you playing the show back to
Sarah,
your girlfriend?
Sarah, my loving girlfriend, when I go home of an evening, 11 p.m., she says, I want to hear the best parts of the show. And so
you replay them back to her?
I play back my favorite bits of the show and I air check you. I air check you, which is when I listen to the breaks and I say, Tom needs to improve on this and that. And I try and help you to help us. Because you need to be reined in.
Do I?
Yeah. What a key part of radio is knowing when to finish the break, finish the segment.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.